Iranian-American writer Houman Majd says this is one of the times when Iranians are allowed to make their concerns visible.
This is a period when people can express themselves better than they've ever expressed themselves in public. Of course, there's a couple of red lines still. People would get into trouble if they criticized the Supreme Leader or if they criticized Islam itself. But beyond that, it's open season on the government.
So there is still no criticism of the Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah above Iran's president in authority. Houman Majd traveled twice to Iran as the campaign season approached and also followed last week's debate.
Well, actually, I mean, if you read the transcripts and some of the things that were quoted in the American media, the debates seemed pretty intense, and they were intense. However, there was also a level of politeness. At parts, they were kind of boring, just talk about things that are, I mean, kind of ambiguous plans and policies. But the actual parts, particularly between Ahmadinejad and Mir Hossein Mousavi, his main opponent on the reform side, the parts where they attacked each other were really kind of exhilarating and exciting and never before seen in Iran. And I think people were just riveted by the fact that here are two politicians just going at each other, talking about the failures of the government and what's wrong with Iran.
What specifically did they differ on in this debate?
Well, Ahmadinejad took the opportunity, and I think that he's feeling a little vulnerable right now. Polls are showing that he's slipping in popularity. He started a personal attack on Mousavi and Mousavi's wife, kind of an unprecedented attack on his wife. He accused her. She's a chancellor of a university. She has a couple of PhDs. She's a well-known professor. He accused her of having gotten into PhD programs without having sat entrance exams, basically corruption in terms of how she got her degrees.
Did Mousavi answer the charge against his wife?
He didn't specifically answer the charges about his wife, but he got very angry and visibly angry and began a blistering attack on Ahmadinejad's policies, including calling him a dictator. Actually, he didn't say you are a dictator. He said, you're not a dictator, but your policies are dictatorial, and we're going in that direction.
Granting that there is a lot of heat, a lot of passion between the two main candidates, President Ahmadinejad and his main challenger, Mousavi, is there a significant difference in where they would take Iran?
I think so, yes. Mousavi is viewed as a very competent economist. Most people believe that he's a competent manager. He will put competent economists in his cabinet and that he will pursue social change as well, according to himself and his wife, which means a lot more freedom, a lot less restrictions on the media and the press. So those are the immediate things. The economy, which is primary concern to most Iranian voters, and many Iranian voters, particularly in the cities, feel that Ahmadinejad has botched the economy with unprecedented levels of oil income. He still managed to drive the economy almost into ruin. The second thing is, of course, international relations, which even though they don't seem to be directly linked, in Iran they are linked because this U.S. sanctions, unilateral sanctions, multilateral sanctions that have been imposed on Iran have in fact affected the economy, which again affects the pocketbook of the average Iranian. And of course, the isolation of Iran is something that most Iranians are uncomfortable with and would like to see more foreign investment, would like to see more business, would like to see more trade, more relations, being able to travel a little bit more freely, all those things which Mousavi has promised he will bring to Iran.
Well, if President Ahmadinejad were to lose the election or to be forced into a runoff, which seems entirely possible and which would be normal under the law in Iran, should we in the West interpret that as Iranians saying we want a different approach to America?
I think so. I think partly. Big part of why Ahmadinejad might lose the election is the economy at the end of the day. And that's probably the single biggest issue. But I think beyond that, because his foreign policy, at least his rhetoric on the international stage, has been so belligerent and so damaging in some people's minds to Iran, and also in terms of the sanctions that have been applied, I think that then, yes, it would also be a sign that Iranians want a different approach to relations with the United States and with the West in general.
Houman Majd is a writer for a number of publications and author of The Ayatollah Begs to Differ. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Stephen.